Good evening, Lehigh Valley, and welcome to Lehigh Valley Discourse here on WDIY this beautiful Thursday evening in the Lehigh Valley. As Ray said, my name is Sally Hanlon. I'm pleased to be here tonight and to share with you some things that are happening in our Lehigh Valley business community. The Lehigh Valley has been blessed with a lot of businesses. We have over 15,000 businesses in the Lehigh Valley. Many of these are considered to be small businesses, and some of them even very small, because a lot of them have 9 or less employees. One of the concerns as we try to build our community and get back on base is, how do we get these businesses to the next level? How can we get them to increase their revenue, maybe have more positions open so we have more employees, and overall just sort of strengthen the business community? Well, we're going to be talking about something tonight that is being introduced in the Lehigh Valley that hopefully will become a tradition, maybe not annually, but at least maybe every few years, that is dedicated to just doing that. And it's called Lehigh Valley Meet the Buyers Expo. It's scheduled for this fall, October 22nd. And it's going to be a very targeted business market, both for our smaller businesses and our larger businesses. So tonight, as I said, you're going to learn more about it, but I'd like to first introduce my guests who are very involved in making this event happen this fall. We have with us tonight David Dunn, who's at the Lehigh University SBDC. He is Program Director for Government Marketing. And then we have David Groh, who's with First Niagara Bank, and he's their Community Reinvestment Officer, Lehigh Valley and beyond, knowing David's schedule. He's all over the place. And I'd like you to introduce and to meet these folks a little bit more. I have David's resume here. David Groh, I'm sorry, it's David's tonight. So it's we laughed, David squared, Dave, David. We weren't quite sure, but it's David to me for both of them. But David joined First Niagara in 2006 as an assistant vice president and did commercial lending. So he understands a lot of the business challenges in the Valley. And he's also very involved in a lot of committees in the Lehigh Valley. David Groh, please share a little bit more about you and your background and what you're doing in the Lehigh Valley these days.
Thank you, Sally. Basically, I have been involved with a lot of nonprofit organizations. Being a community development officer, one of my responsibilities is to help nonprofit organizations and small business customers to try to to achieve their goals, and just to help them in any way I can. Nonprofits, you know, I can help them with charitable giving, grants, and we can help them with investments. We can also help them with just finding volunteers to help things happen or put people on their boards.
Okay, and First Niagara's been here since 2006. Is that when First Niagara came to this area?
No, First Niagara actually came to the Lehigh Valley in 2009.
Okay.
Is when we merged.
Oh,
we used to be Harleysville East Penn Bank.
Thank you, because I was thinking, I knew I met you before you were with First Niagara,
yes.
And I was trying to put a timeline on it. Okay.
Yes, yeah, we were originally Harleysville National Bank.
Okay.
And Harleysville National Bank was always a very profitable bank. And so is East Penn, but unfortunately, when the banking market
changed
and started to decline, it affected the ability for East Penn and Harleysville to attract capital at that time period.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we chose to join up with First Niagara Bank.
Yeah, and that was a good decision. They seem to be doing
a lot
in the communities. Now, your territory is what?
I cover eastern Pennsylvania, so I cover from the foot of the Poconos up to Carbon, Monroe counties,
mm-hmm.
down to Philadelphia. So I have a very diverse community base.
Okay, eastern, east of Harrisburg?
I go as far west as Chester County and Berks County.
And Berks County, okay. All right, so that's a lot of travel.
Yes, a lot of scheduling.
Yes, well, thank you for taking the time out to be here tonight. I appreciate
it. Oh, you're
welcome. Okay, David Dunn, who is at Lehigh University's SBDC, is no stranger to small business. He came to Lehigh Valley from Vermont, beautiful Vermont with the green pine trees, where he worked for an SBDC there and then came to ours. So, David, welcome, and let's share a little bit about your background with our listeners.
Thank you, Sally. First off, I'd like to say thank you to WDIY for hosting this, and certainly thank you to you for representing Meet the Buyers, the upcoming event. My history is quite varied. I've been in investment banking for 20 years. I've bought and sold two businesses.
I was in charge of
technology development for the state of Vermont, covering the whole state, and did that for about 4 years. And I've been here at Lehigh for about a year and a half now, and certainly loving the Lehigh Valley itself. It's vibrant. There's a very strong economic development environment here. And the Meet the Buyers event certainly will hope to pull together a lot of efforts from a lot of different agencies and people. Certainly our corporate sponsors, who we'll talk about, I'm sure, later. I've done a lot of board work. Currently, I'm the treasurer for Habitat for Humanity. I have a lot of experience with United Way and school boards and things like that, which I served at over 10 years when I was in Vermont. So I'm anxious to do the Meet the Buyers event because I think that it will help us introduce a lot of small businesses to my specialty, which is government marketing and procurement, both at the federal, state, and municipal level. A lot of what I do is work with clients at Lehigh to go through the process, the mechanics, and the art of getting into government contracting.
And that is quite a path.
It is quite a path. That's right. There is reality and there are rules. And
that's
sometimes
right.
Reality trumps the rules.
Yeah, it can be. But we're going to look to make that a little bit easier for folks around the Lehigh Valley. And before I forget, I want to thank Ray Schwab, who's our producer this evening. Ray, thank you very much for being with us. And remind listeners that if you want to call in and ask a question, the number here is 610-758-8810. So if you call and if we put you on hold for just a minute, we will finish whatever it is we're talking about, the end of that sentence, and then we'll bring you on. So don't hang up on us if you call in and you aren't taken right away, all right? Because we'd love to hear from you. So Lehigh Valley Meet the Buyers, okay? It's considered to be a reverse trade show.
Yes.
What is that?
Well, the way I perceive the reverse trade show is that this time around, the large corporations and government contracting officers will be manning the booths.
Okay.
And small businesses, medium-sized businesses get to come talk to those buyers in the booth, express their interest in selling to those companies or to the government, and hopefully making connections, networking, and pursuing with business, hopefully, with some of those entities. It's a unique chance for small and medium businesses to see a very concentrated number, large number, of potential buyers of their products and or services.
All right. And David, have you ever participated? This is David Groh. I'm sorry, listeners. I'll have to put full names with this.
David D. and David G.
Oh boy, it's going to be tough. David G., have you ever participated in something like this before? Is this your first time?
No, I haven't. And I'm actually very excited about it because I think it's very important, especially for some small business owners who would like to try to do business with a larger corporation or a government agency. And it's actually opening the door for them. Sometimes it's hard to get to these people. And I think it's, you know, it's opening the door and you can actually go in and sit down, have an appointment and talk with them. So I think it's a fantastic opportunity. And that's one reason why First Niagara is involved.
Okay. And originally, as we were pulling this together, and listeners, in disclosure, I'm also part of the committee with the two Davids that's doing this.
Well, hold on, Sally. I think you're really heading this up, and a lot of credit should go to you for organizing this event. I think that you've done an outstanding job, and we should recognize that.
Well, but that's not what tonight's about. So after the 22nd of October, I'll speak to that. But while we're trying to get this going, I mean, as I mentioned in the beginning, we have 15,000 plus businesses in the Valley. Now, that figure represents people that have employees or at least claim employees. So businesses like myself, or I'm an independent contractor or a subcontractor, basically aren't in that 15,000 number. So there's a lot of other sort of sole proprietors like me that aren't included. Regardless, of that 15,000, about 71% are considered to have 9 or fewer employees. That's a small business. How does a business like that get a chance to grow if they don't have something like this type of opportunity available to them? Because, my goodness, you're so busy juggling all the balls, and, you know, whether it's employees, HR, benefits, I mean, that's a big one today. You know, you're trying to keep customers coming in. You're trying to make the bottom line, make sure you hold the profit margin. In today's environment, I mean, technology and everything has impacted, so it's so hard as a small business to grow. I mean, you get started and you stay. David, you're doing this with the David Dunn is doing this with the SBDC on a regular basis. How are small businesses being able to grow?
Well, in government contracting, which is my focus, there is an emphasis on dealing with small businesses. As a matter of fact, the federal government system has a set-aside program for small businesses that its goal is to do 23% of all federal contracting with small businesses. And then within that, segments of that 23%, they're interested in doing with women-owned business, veteran-owned businesses, minority-owned businesses, and special status 8A companies and hub zone companies. If a small business that is listening to this is any one of those statuses, they can get preference in certain federal contracting. The government's keen on developing small business as a resource and helping those companies grow into much larger entities.
Okay. All right. And David, grow as your commercial lending background and as you're going around Eastern Pennsylvania to the branches, what are you hearing, seeing? How are the businesses trying to grow? What avenues do they have available?
Well, I think the ones that are successful are the ones who they attend these types of events and attend the right events that get them connected with, you know, people like the SBDC, and get connected with the right professionals to help them get through the door. Because I think with modern technology nowadays, it's a lot easier to do business through modern technology than it is to do face-to-face. Mm-hmm. So I think when you get that chance to do face-to-face personal contact, that helps you get through that door so that you can try to do more business and grow. And that's what a lot of it is. And that's why I think, you know, this expo is very important.
Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about this face-to-face. David Dunn, you had mentioned, you know, that the purchasers are behind the tables and the businesses are coming up to them.
Mm-hmm.
The businesses have to be prepared, don't they?
Right. I think that one of the most important things for people who are interested in attending the event is to research who's going to be there and who's going to be in those booths, to understand their business and to understand where their product or service can fit and complement the business. Do their research, do their homework, be prepared, and increase their odds of scoring a opportunity to start selling those companies.
Right. And as I've researched, business is generally not transacted at an event like this. This is the door opener for businesses to
Definitely.
Get in, correct?
Definitely.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It's the opportunity for them to get the introduction and then to take that introduction home and follow up on it to pursue the lead.
Okay. And when the businesses are doing their homework on who is there and who's coming, and by the way, listeners, there is a website. It's called lvmeetthebuyers.com. This website will start to have the buyers that are attending this event listed probably sometime midsummer. So you can begin to do your research as to who's coming and, you know, what kinds of products or services they're looking for. But in addition to that homework, there's also other homework that they must do about their own presentation. David Groh, what would you say is involved in that?
Well, I think a lot of it is just doing a lot of your homework in understanding what you can handle as a business, and so that when you're sitting down and talking with them, that you come across very, very commanding in what you can and can't do, because I think when you come across positive and you know what you can do, they, you know, any buyer, if you're coming into me as a bank, you know, we're looking for those people who, you know, come across solid and know what their capabilities are.
And David, you deal with this all the time.
Right. The recommendation is that the small business be prepared to, when they go in to meet, they've done their homework, they understand what the client, the business or the government contracting officer does, and they can pitch to that. And that pitch that they should give should be what we call a sharp elevator speech, maximum 3 to 5 minutes. They should be able to communicate in one sentence what they do, what business they are, and what their service or product is.
And that's tough.
That is
one
very
sentence.
Tough. It's wow. Challenging. It's challenging. But then to lead in from that and explain more about what they do. In addition to that, they should have a business card. It should give all the information on how they can be contacted, email, phone, etc. And they should have, in the case of government contracting, what we call a capability statement. You can perceive it as a business resume. The business resume should have a whole bunch of information on it. It should have certifications on it, NAICS codes. And if you haven't heard what a NAICS code is, it stands for North America Industry Classification System. It's a 6-digit code. And businesses, large and small, use those codes to communicate to other businesses what products and services they provide. In addition to that, it should have references on it. Who have you done business with in the past that can serve as an entree or a reference to a large company that you're going to be capable of meeting their needs and helping them solve their problems?
So it's not a matter of having a whole portfolio of collateral material. Actually, probably minimal is best, correct?
Minimal is best. Some people believe that a couple of page capability statement is good. Generally speaking, a small business should be able to fit all of the salient information on one page. And that one page can be in multiple formats, and people can actually Google search for capability statement templates, and they'll find them on there. And the Small Business Development Center works with small businesses to prepare these. I regularly work with government-oriented businesses to use these to provide an introduction to them.
Okay. Before we go much further, let's talk about how did this come about? Who are all the organizations, agencies that are involved in making this expo happen? David Groh.
A couple of the organizations that are involved are the Ben Franklin Technical Partners of Northeast Pennsylvania, Community Action Development Corporations of Allentown and Bethlehem, Community Action Committee of Lehigh Valley, the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce, Lehigh University SBDC, Lehigh Valley Economic Development Corporation, which is also the, and we changed our name. I want to make sure I get this right. The Women and Minority Business Opportunity Council. Did
right.
I get it? Yes.
There you go.
Okay.
There
we recently changed our title, so forgive me for that. So our committee has been a big player in trying to make this happen also. Mm-hmm. The Lehigh Valley Workforce Investment Board, Manufacturer Resource Center, Nazareth Area Chamber of Commerce, Slate Belt Area Chamber of Commerce, Whitehall Area Chamber of Commerce, and we have three trade partners. We have Berner Design and Consulting, and we have C. Morganelli Designs, and we have Lehigh Valley Business. So we have quite a list, as you can see, that are supporting this program.
Yeah, these are a lot of the business-focused organizations in our Lehigh Valley community. So for our listeners, what this means is that this whole diverse group of agencies has come together, and they're working as a team to make this event happen in October.
Yes, and I think the important part is that people, I think, need to realize is that this is not an annual or a monthly thing that will be happening. You know, it may only come every 2-3 years, so I think it's very important that they get out there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, take advantage. And this is the inaugural year for this event, but how it plays out will determine how we go about subsequent ones as
Correct.
Well. Yes. Now, as you heard, Lehigh University Small Business Development Center is a part of the partners, but David Groh's organization, First Niagara Bank, is the premier sponsor for this event, and we have several other sponsors. David Dunn, why don't you share with our listeners who else is sponsoring?
Well, certainly to acknowledge First Niagara and to say thank you to David and his organization, ESA Bank and Trust, PNC as well, Air Products, National Pen, Capital Blue Cross, PPL, Wells Fargo, and TD Bank.
Okay, so we've got a good list of supporters that are there for the small business community by helping to get this event started.
And some of those, I believe, will be there in booths.
Absolutely, yes.
So they'll be looking
for... We're pulling
them
in on many levels.
That's right. So they'll be there to meet small businesses who are interested in doing business with them.
Yes, yes. And as the rest of the planning cycle goes on for this event, obviously we still have about 5 months till October 22nd, there will be some things happening, but the basics have been done, the website I mentioned. The other thing that is somewhat unique about this is that there are pre-expo workshops going
right.
on. And we have a list here, so I'm going to ask David Dunn to share with our listeners. We've already had one, which was last month, dealing with the federal government. But who else is on, and when are they happening?
Well, the next one is actually next week, which is on May the 22nd, and it's entitled, It's Not Just Price, Doing Business with State Organizations. It's going to focus a bit on the COSTARS program
Correct.
Here in Pennsylvania. So those businesses who are interested in getting into marketing and selling to the state of Pennsylvania and looking at getting into the COSTAR systems, which is a proprietary system that the state runs for preferred vendors. You should attend this seminar because it will be very informative, and there'll be someone from the mm-hmm. state there mm-hmm. who will run it, who's familiar with the systems and can walk you through the mechanics and the process.
Okay, stay tuned. We're going to take a short break here, and then we'll go on to the rest of these listeners.
And I've been taking care of business every day, taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine, taking care of business and working overtime.
For program support on WDIY, we thank Touchstone Theater on Bethlehem's South Side and their 32nd season presenting the 8th Annual Young Playwrights Festival, featuring plays written by area students with directions and performances by the Touchstone Ensemble and community guest artists. Saturday, May 18th, 7 p.m., Baker Hall at Zollner Arts Center. For tickets or information, 610-867-1689 or touchstone.org. For program support on WDIY, we thank the Hillside School, located in Macungie, offering 3 summer programs for children entering grades 1 through 8. Full and half-day programs are offered as well as hour-long classes to boost learning for the coming year. For information, their website is hillsideschool.org.
Okay, Lehigh Valley, we're back. This is Sally Hanlon, your host this evening on Lehigh Valley Discourse. And with me in the studio tonight are the Davids, David Dunn and David Groh. And what we're doing is talking about an event that is very important to our business community, small business community, and our large business community. It's called Lehigh Valley Meet the Buyers. That's going to be happening on October 22nd. And if you want to call in, ask any questions, the number is 610-758-8810, 610-758-8810. Okay, before our brief break, David Dunn was going over the pre-expo workshops, and this is a very unique feature. I don't know of many of these events that have sort of this lead time planning to help the people attending be prepared.
Right. And that's really the focus of these events, is to help prepare small businesses who want to come to this event so that they can maximize their chances and their opportunities. So I'll continue to go through it. We discussed the May 22nd program, which is going to be focused on marketing and sales in Pennsylvania. On June 19th, there's going to be a marketing panel that's going to meet, and that panel is going to discuss marketing, and that's going to be held at the Tech Ventures and on Research Drive in Bethlehem. On June 23rd, there's going to be another seminar, which is called Registering for SAM. Now, SAM is not a
July 23rd.
Did I say June 23rd?
Yes, okay.
I apologize. It's July 23rd. Thank you. Thanks, mm-hmm. Sally, for correcting me. So SAM is not really a person. SAM is one of those government acronyms in the acronym soup of government work. SAM stands for System for Award Management. It is the process with which a a business needs to register in order to become qualified to do government contracting. So that event will cover that process, and it'll go through the mechanics of how to do that. On September the 25th, there'll be a Marketing 2 seminar, and that will be in the morning, and that's going to be up in the Slate Belt area in Bangor. And on October 9th, we're going to be doing Finding Prime Contractors. That's a morning event as well, and that's going to be in Nazareth.
Okay, so this is moving around the Lehigh Valley. It's not being in one particular location.
Right.
So hopefully, if you're from the particular area, you can attend. I want to go back to the SAM in that, if I am correct, David, we were talking about, you know, the materials one should bring to the event and the business card. It does make an impression if you have SAM registration on your business card or on your capability statement.
That's correct. When you register for SAM and it's actually accepted and go through the process, you'll get what's called a CAGE code. That's another one of those acronyms, and it stands for Commercial and Government Entity. It's a alphanumeric number that is your essentially your government license plate that says that you're registered and prepared to do government contracting.
Okay. So all these little things will help to advance and hopefully get the door open a little bit wider.
That's correct. It demonstrates to the government buyers that will be there that you're qualified and ready to do government contracting, that you've done your homework and you are prepared.
Okay. Now, SAM is federal. We talked about CoSTARS, which is the one this coming Wednesday doing with the state government. I just wanted to put a plug in for that one. In researching the CoSTARS program, and they are a cooperative buying group for many non-government our state government, because it's municipalities, school districts.
Anyone within the Pennsylvania system that's the state level, municipal level, or even school districts can purchase through the CoSTARS program. It is the purpose of CoSTARS is to demonstrate that you've already been vetted by the state and are capable of doing business.
Okay, and there are, from what I understand, some nonprofits on that list as well. They have to go through an approval process.
Yes, they're starting to let those on. Yes.
Yeah. There's over 350 of those just in the Lehigh Valley. So, you know, if you understand the CoSTARS program, which this one will help give you an understanding of them, there's 350 perhaps potential depending upon your products or services.
Right, right. Just so listeners know, the CoSTARS seminar, there's been major changes to the Pennsylvania system in the last year in terms of registering and special status. I always learn things at these events, so I'm going to be attending as well.
I saw your registration.
I registered for it because I said, you know, I might pick up something interesting. So anyone who's interested or believes that they already know, they may attend this to find out new information, because there's always something new coming out of the state level on these kind of programs that the state runs.
Yeah. Thanks, David. David Groh, you deal a lot with small businesses. You deal a lot with CRA types of things.
Yes.
Who is the target market, primary, maybe, and secondary target markets of attendees for this event that's coming up in October?
I would say it could be a very small business, or you could be, you know, if you want to say a medium-sized business is fine. I think no matter how small you are, don't think that you're not big enough for it, because depending on what the expertise is that you bring, you may have an expertise that you may not realize fits a need for one of these companies. So, you know, I feel that you should look at the list of who's going to be there and see what, you know, how you may be able to fit in with that. And I don't think you can lose by showing up, to be honest with you, and getting involved. Because even if you may not make a necessarily a connection with one of the purchasers there, you still may make a good connection with other businesses that are going to be coming there. So, you know, I think it's an opportunity for you to win several ways, and not just with the purchasers also.
Yes, it's a sort of concentrated day on several levels.
If I may comment in terms of size, through my office, we have helped sole proprietors who are actually involved in government contracting get into the more business through the government system. people as individual as an EAP, which is an employee assistance provider. We've also worked with a proofreader who does nothing but reads government documents and makes sure that they're grammatically correct.
Oh, man.
She says it's a monumental task, but somebody has to do it.
Sure. Yeah. It's a niche.
So
wow.
It's a niche. So these are sole proprietors who are doing government contracting and making a good living at it.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So from the Women and Minority Business Opportunity Council, obviously the focus is women, minority-owned business, veteran-owned business, small business. Now, the state of Pennsylvania still describes or defines small business as 100 or less employees, which seems awfully big to me these
right,
days.
Right.
Yeah, well, actually, with the banking industry, CRA, anything a million or less is actually considered a small business. So
okay, that fits a lot of us then.
That fits a lot of us.
Yeah.
And banks are interested in trying to do loans and different business with them because we're graded on it. So, you know, it's important to know that.
Any business that's interested in knowing whether they are qualified as on the federal level and this as a small business merely needs to go to the SBA's website, sba.gov. It's important to use the .gov, and they can go and look, and there's a table there of businesses based on their NAICS codes. That's that North American Industry Classification System. They can look up and see how many dollars of sales they have to be under to classify as a small business and how many employees. Because sometimes once the in certain businesses and electronics and other fields, it's not actually based on dollars of sales. It's based on the number of employees in the firm.
Okay. All right. And if you're not sure what your NAICS code number is, there's also a way to look it up on the internet.
That's right. You can use NAICS.com, and you can research it by putting in a keyword about what your business does, and it will bring you to NAICS codes that are linked to that keyword.
Okay. And that's NAICS?
NAICS.com.
Okay. All right. I do that a lot for my clients. I'm looking things up on that, and I'm putting all these words in because you're not going to find right on, usually, unless you're a very standard product or service.
Right. The NAICS system has not really kept pace with the changes in technology. So high technology firms frequently call in frustration saying, where am I? They can't find themselves because there's no code to describe what they do. And that's probably true in a number of cases, especially in some of the high-tech industries that are coming into the valley here.
So it's close in that, you know, whatever is close by.
It's close.
It's close,
right.
Whatever's close by. Okay, so we've talked about who should attend and some of the support for those attending and being prepared. Let's talk a moment about the buyers or the purchasers, those folks that are going to be behind the table. And David, you know, obviously there's some predefined, you know, with the government because you've got your procurement officers. And
that's
it
right.
Might not be as clear in some of the private industry as to who will be there. But why should a larger business in the Lehigh Valley be a buyer at this event?
I think that the trend from large companies is that they want to diversify their supplier base. One of the things that's very key, and we see a lot of it here, is the buzzword supply chain. So large companies are looking to diversify their supply chain to avoid problems in producing the products and the services they do. So they're looking for a large number of small vendors to provide similar or complementary products and services. So it's a great opportunity for them in the setting of this Meet the Buyers event to see lots of companies and see if they fit in. In addition to that, as a requirement, if the company is a large government contractor, they're required to provide a certain amount of their business needs to be done with small businesses. There are goals that the federal system sets when a large corporation does a contract, being referred to as a prime contractor, where they must have a subcontractor plan that uses small businesses. So these firms are not only interested in it, they're compelled to do it because they want to meet the government's goals and keep in the government's good graces.
And it's not that easy here in the Lehigh Valley for a larger business to find some of these services and products. Because I got a call from someone who's working on the new arena in Allentown, and they were looking for some specific trades, subcontractors,
right.
And we don't have a sort of a sole directory, a single source of where small businesses can list themselves so that people can reference them if they want to use them. And so consequently, these larger companies are losing out on opportunities, correct?
Correct.
Right.
And some, and also, the government's also looking at the diversity of the small businesses in reference to whether they're women-owned or whether they're minorities or whether they're veteran-owned. You know, they're not just also just looking at small businesses. So if you're a small business and you also fall into one of those categories, you know, the government's actually looking to see what percentage of these small businesses also include that demographic.
Well, and the state, and David Dunn, correct me if I'm wrong, but the state just last year changed some of their definitions. They went to small disadvantaged business versus women-owned, minority-owned, because that now includes other business, which is male, white businesses in that category as well, as long as they're small business, correct?
That is correct. And the process to get certified has now been externalized, so to speak. It used to be a self-certification process. Now entities need to go to a third party to get certified with those statuses. It's an involved process, and I don't joke when I say that you almost need a box of documents to justify.
Oh, you do.
Yes,
you do.
Yes, it's quite extensive, and quite a lot of work to be certified as a woman-owned business. The only one that's, I think, even more challenging but is being fixed is the veteran-owned business status or the service-disabled veteran-owned business status. I often joke that if you're a service-disabled veteran business owner and you have a machine shop that can produce parts, you can be busy 24/7 because the government is very keen to be doing business with you.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. When you were mentioning larger businesses looking for smaller businesses to help them in certain ways, I remember going on a business retention survey in the community, and I was talking to a small machine shop in the Allentown area. And they didn't get the contract initially for a particular job. It went overseas.
Yep.
But when it came back from across the seas and it wasn't right, they got to correct it.
Right. Right.
So, you know, if we get an opportunity to get those machine shops recognized or those other businesses, the local folks can use them and cut out a middleman.
Right.
Doesn't have to go on ship and go across the ocean.
There is an astonishing array of capabilities in the Lehigh Valley that most people aren't aware of because some of these businesses stay under the radar.
Mm-hmm.
And they can still do that by coming to this event, but they certainly will benefit from meeting new prospects and growing and reaching out and networking to new opportunities.
Yeah. Why this event? Why now? I mean, obviously, David Grow and I were on this committee at LVEDC, which is used to be called Office of Minority and Women-Owned Business, and now it's Women and Minority Business Opportunity Council. Whew. Okay.
And you didn't even have that written down.
I didn't. But I'm trying practicing. But what their goal is to help retain and grow, just like LVEDC, help retain, grow, and attract business. But our focus is small, women-owned, minority-owned business. And how do you do that? And we've had many months of meetings talking about doing that, and it seemed like this expo sort of came out of trying to figure out how to help people grow.
Why don't we think about that while we take a break with Ray?
You're taking my job away, David, I'll tell you. Thanks, listeners. We'll be back.
For program support on WDIY, we thank ArtsQuest and the Music Fest Cafe presented by Yuengling, located at the ArtsQuest Center Steel Stacks in Bethlehem, with performances by Chick Corea Wednesday, May 22nd, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy Thursday, May 23rd, and Dave Davis Saturday, June 1st. For tickets, artsquest.org or 610-332-3378.
Lehigh Valley. We're back. This is Sally Hanlon. I think I'm your host this evening, and David Dunn is, and I'm not sure.
I'll be quiet.
But no, that's fine, David. In the studio with me tonight is David Dunn, who's from the Lehigh Small Business Development Center, and David Groh, who is a representative of First Niagara Bank. Both of them are very involved in working with small business, as well as Lehigh Valley Meet the Buyers Expo, which is coming up in October, and that's the focus of our show this evening. And although we haven't had any calls yet, you still have time if you have a question about what we're talking about. 610-758-8810. 610-758-8810 is the number here at the station. Before our break, we were talking about sort of how this came about and the mission of the council at Lehigh Valley Economic Development Corporation, which this idea sort of generated from. And then, you know, there are a number of organizations, most of them are the partners in this effort, who provide programs focused on startups. Some provide them on, you know, existing businesses, and some existing businesses take startups. But David, why don't you share a little bit about First Step and what we do at the SBDC?
The SBDC and other agencies in the Valley run programs similar to the First Step program that we offer. First Step is a great introduction to what it's going to take for a company to get into business, and what they're going to need to get into the business, the process and some of the mechanics.
Registrations.
And the registrations and getting your business registered. And I always recommend that people incorporate to protect their personal assets. But, you know, it's a lot about the preparations and understanding what you're going to need, and to understand that frequently it's an all-in process. It's 24/7, and frequently you're pledging personal assets to make it happen. So the First Step program is to make you aware of that and to go through some of the steps that you're going to need to open your doors.
Okay. And David Groh, you participate in something that Community Action Development Corporation offers, correct?
Yes. Community Development Corporations of Allentown and Bethlehem, they both have their Start Your Business program. And even some businesses that already have been started and have been in operations maybe a year or two also attend some of these classes, because what they do is they start from the very beginning, as David had said, is they start with getting you to start thinking about a business plan, you know, and they'll bring in guest speakers, presenters that will talk about the financial aspect, keeping your records, human resource issues. They will, you know, they cover all the different marketing issues and that type of thing. So they're very good programs. They've been doing them for many years, and they're very well run.
Okay. So something like this expo coming up is really not for startup businesses, because the government wants you to be at least 2 years old to have some kind of cash flow, some stability.
Right.
So this is really more towards the existing businesses that are here in the Lehigh Valley that have some kind of track record.
That's correct. And I think if a business is questioning whether they're going to be capable of doing business in this at the Meet the Buyers event, they should come to some of the pre-expo events,
mm-hmm.
because they can, at those events, learn what they have and what they don't have. They can understand what systems they have, what their cash flow might be, understand their resources, whether it's materials, staffing, equipment, and like David said, to start thinking about a business plan, because really a business plan is one of the requirements of government contracting.
And banks.
Yes. Right. And for a loan and for a myriad of things that a business should have in place to understand where they are and where they want to go.
Yeah, have a plan. Now, there are also going to be some seminars at the expo itself, correct?
That is correct. And we're hoping to run a series of seminars, and we're working with some potential speakers who are going to talk about accounting systems, talk about qualifications, and talk about the mechanics and a bit about the art, because there is an art to doing government contracting as there is an art to doing business and corporate marketing.
Correct.
There's skills that you need to have, and there's an understanding of the give and take of the business environment that is crucial to being able to succeed in business.
Well, and as I recall with the federal in particular, but probably with the state and prime contractors, there's record keeping requirements that you wouldn't necessarily know if you didn't go to some kind of course and understand.
That's correct. And businesses also need to understand that with government contracting in particular, your books are open. The government has the right to come in and audit and examine you and examine your profit margins. Not that they're going to share them with anyone, but merely so that they prove to themselves that they're not buying $2,000 toilet seats and $500
okay.
hammers.
Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah, good stuff. All right, let's talk a little bit about what one can expect the day of the expo. We're going to have education. But there's going to be, first of all, where are we?
Well, we'll have a opening breakfast, and I believe at 9 is when the expo starts up. From 9 to 1 is actually the meet the buyers and education sessions. And at 1:15, shortly after, there will be an actual luncheon, where you'll have an opportunity to network with fellow business persons, but also some of the purchasers that will be there, the bigger corporations. So you can actually, you know, get to be a little more personable with them.
Or follow up if you met them.
And try to make any other further connections that you want to make.
Yeah, and I believe we've just recently confirmed the luncheon speaker, who is Judy Wicks. And for those of you who might be familiar with the sustainable movement that was started maybe about 15, 20 years ago now, Judy had a restaurant called the White Dog Cafe in Philadelphia, and she put in place a sustainable business, which meant sustainable wages, sustainable food, organic, you know, buying local, all this kind of stuff, and has really made a career just out of educating other businesses to how to be sustainable within your own community, regardless of what your business is. And that's another aspect, I think, of this when we're looking at, you know, some of the larger businesses in the Lehigh Valley. One of the things that I have always found interesting is that businesses will get into these internet buying things, and I'm speaking right now of some of our municipalities getting into this business internet network that they get on to buy, and they are so excited because they're getting things at a lower price, but at what cost? Because the money's not getting reinvested back in our community. It's not helping our businesses grow that maybe provide the same types of products and services. So, you know, it sort of boggles my mind that sort of that thought about, you know, reinvesting, replanting within our own community. And that's another aspect, I think, that this has to offer.
Right, right.
Yeah, so so the day is, you come in, you can sign up from 8:30 to 9 at the booth that you want to go to. If you've done your research, then as David said, from 9 to 1. You have 15 minutes with each of the buyers that you schedule. So it is, as we talked earlier, you have to have your elevator speech fine-tuned. Got to have all your statements together, all your collateral material, and know what you're going after, which is why you need to research on the site beforehand.
Right, be able to ask the questions and know how to follow up.
Right, and there are some ways, David Dunn, to find out what kinds of, well, hopefully we'll have listed on the website the types of products and services that these buyers are seeking, but if somebody wants to do some more research, they can do that as well, can't they?
Sure, I think that they'll see the list of all the participants. And if they believe that they have a product or service that participant would be interested in, that they sell to that participant or would sell to that participant, that they could do the research, understand what they're looking for, and be prepared. And that's where the sharp elevator pitch comes in, because those buyers are going to be seeing dozens and dozens of people. And the ones who are going to stand out are the ones who understand the company's business model and be able to solve problems, offer solutions.
Correct. So we've talked about the buyers, we've talked about the attendees, we've talked about some of the reasons, what's going on that day. How will we know if this is successful? Because if we're not going to get a business right on the spot, which is, you know, and please, if you come, don't expect that. This is the door opener. The committee has planned to do some follow-up, and what we'll be doing, because you'll be registering online to attend, we'll have hopefully have your email address, and we'll be doing some post surveys.
Yes.
of folks. And I think that came out one of our group meetings, that we needed to follow up 6 months and a year.
And say what worked and what didn't work and what we could do better for the next one. Because if this is a success, I think that we hopefully can do this again.
It will be a success.
It will be a success.
No ifs.
Yes. When we should then leverage the success for the next one.
Okay. I like that much better. opportunities to get involved. Is there an opportunity for somebody listening tonight on the line to get involved if they want to get involved in this effort?
We're in the process right now of finishing out layoff plans, and we're going to be looking for volunteers. If you're wanting to get involved and try to be a volunteer at the event, you know, feel free to, they can reach out to myself if they want. I'm sure they can reach out to Sally. So. And it's something that could be worthwhile for you also, just coming to volunteer and be around the right people.
Okay. Before we end, we've got about 8 more minutes left of the show. I would like our listeners to get a little bit more in-depth about SBDC, a little bit more in-depth about First Niagara. You guys have volunteered your time to be here tonight. You're volunteering for, you know, putting this effort on. I'd like you to share a little bit more about what your role does, what is available, website, phone number, whatever you want to give. And I'll start first with David Dunn from the SBDC.
Sure, Sally. Thank you. So the SBDC works out of the Lehigh University Small Business Development Center on the Goodman campus. We provide a broad range of services to assist business, whether it is on my function, which is the government marketing function, which is for federal, state, and municipal sales, or whether it's for international, which our Cora Landis handles. She helps businesses who are interested in exporting products and services to, she facilitates that process. We also have expertise in business plan development and helping businesses to prepare for bank lending, to get the documentation, the business plans, the financial statements together, so that it's a comprehensive set of documents that will facilitate them to get a bank loan. We also do connections, where we help those small businesses find the right lender who might be interested in lending to those small businesses. We run the First Step program as well, startup programs to assist small businesses to get into the business itself. And within that, we have a broad range of general services, and frequently we get asked questions on all manners of businesses, whether it's licensing, whether it's resources that we can refer them to in environmental or other business-oriented products and services.
And at one time, are you still involved in helping clients get patents or understand that whole process? Because that always gets so confusing.
Yes. A little bit of my role is to do the focus on what we call the SBIR program and technology development. So I will work with, which is my former life in Vermont, to help people who are technology focused to do what we call harvest or commercialize their intellectual property. Mm-hmm. So we'll help them with the preliminary, the provisional patents, and also help them if they need to with the SBIR, which stands for Small Business Innovation Grant Program. As a matter of fact, next Tuesday, we're going to be running an SBIR seminar over in Browningsville at the Tech Park.
Great.
And we're going to be having a unique speaker come, and it's going to be a grueling 8-hour event, soup to nuts, on how to prepare and file an SBIR grant.
Wow. Wow. Okay. And David Groh, we talked about your involvement, CRA, and how the banks want to work with small businesses. Why don't you explain a little bit about what is CRA and why is it important for banks?
Well, CRA stands for Community Reinvestment Act. Banks are actually measured every maybe 3-4 years. The federal government actually comes in and reviews our lending portfolios, they review our investments in communities, and they also review our servicing aspects for the communities. So no matter how large or small a bank is, they need to meet at least satisfactory or higher to continue to grow their bank. 50% of its lending.
Wow.
And 25% is investing and 25% servicing. So when they look at, for example, our lending aspect, they don't just look at lending as a whole. They look at different aspects of it. One of the aspects is small business lending, and they want to make sure that banks are lending to banks, to small business companies in all communities.
Okay, so there's not any area that's avoided.
Correct. They call that redlining.
Okay.
So they make sure that, you know, a bank is not ignoring a certain area.
Yeah, okay. And your role, you oversee that for the Eastern Pennsylvania First Niagara Territory?
Correct.
So from Philadelphia to
Palmerton. To Lansford and Summit Hill, to Lehighton and Palmerton, to Allentown, Bethlehem Easton.
Okay.
Down to Chester County.
That's quite a territory. Wow.
Yes.
Wow, that's
very
incredible.
Active.
That's incredible. Listeners, I do want to share with you that the 12 organizations that we had mentioned earlier that are involved in this, and let me repeat that because this is very critical and it's very important. We have Ben Franklin Technology Partners of Northeastern PA, Community Action Development Corporation, both in Allentown and Bethlehem, Community Action Committee of the Lehigh Valley, Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber, Lehigh University, SBDC, Lehigh Valley Economic Development Corporation, Lehigh Valley Workforce Investment Board, Manufacturers Resource Center, Nazareth Area Chamber of Commerce, Slate Belt Area Chamber of Commerce, and Whitehall Area Chamber of Commerce. There are at least one or two representatives from each of those groups that are involved in, I think there's like eight committees that are working to pull this expo off for our small business community. If you would like to get involved, as David had mentioned, you know, you can contact him, you can contact me, you can contact me through the station here and leave me a message. But we need volunteers for the day of the event. We need volunteers for the program that's happening. We could use some volunteers with marketing and helping to spread the word. This session on October 22nd at Steel Stacks costs $25 to attend. So if this is not an expensive by any means session. There are these types of programs in other areas of the country that charge $100 plus for you to go. So it's $25 to register for the day. If you want to stay for lunch, there's an extra fee for that but we're just covering our costs. No one's making money on this. This is really for the benefit of our business community. So if you want to get involved and come, you're more than welcome to. If you want to register, the website is open. LVMeetTheBuyers.com is open. You can register for the website. You can pay online with a credit card. You can register for these pre-expo workshops that David was talking about at the same site. There's a link that takes you directly over to the Eventbrite. And all of them are listed there, and those are free. We have a sponsor, Air Products, who is underwriting the cost of these pre-expo workshops. And all of our sponsors, and I don't have the current list in front of me, one of the Davids, please read.
So, First Niagara, ESSA Bank and Trust, PNC, Air Products, National Pen, Capital Blue Cross, Wells Fargo, PPL, and TD Bank.
Yeah. So all of these folks have come together to support our small business community. So we hope you're listening. Any last words you'd like to say to the listeners before we sign off for this evening?
Sure, if I have a quick second. I think that this is a really cost-effective way for small businesses to network, build relationships, connect to corporate and government buyers, and to learn intraday events or the pre-expo seminars that we're going to be running. So I think it's a unique opportunity for very low cost to have a very successful set of opportunities.
Okay. And David Groh?
I think that it's something that's very exciting. And I think that if I was a small business person, I would be very excited about getting involved with this because, you know, as David had said, it's very low cost because of the sponsorships of the different corporations that are involved. We've made it very affordable. And I just think it's something that you just need to do if you're a small business person.
Okay, so listeners, if you're a business person, I don't care what size you are, we want to see you October 22nd at Steel Stacks. So thank you for listening. Rick Weaver is up next with Celtic Fair. Again, Sally Hanlon signing off. Ray, thank you very much for being our producer, and have a wonderful rest of the evening, listeners.
Thank you, Sally.